KPLG.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, we'll have partly sunny skies, breezy with a high near 42. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, dropping down to 33. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For Tuesday, we'll have decreasing clouds with a high near 44. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low of 29. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 18.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Monday morning. A large grass fire in McPherson County yesterday came close to six rural homes near Marquette. KTV reports the out-of-control fire reported about 12:30 yesterday afternoon, a few miles south and west of Marquette. Smoke could be seen from 40 miles away as the fire raged. No specific cause has been identified for what started the fire. Marquette Fire Chief Jim Unruh said it was a big fire, wind a huge factor in it. Unruh stated the fire spread over 4 miles, burning 3,000 acres. Police in Lawrence saying two officers were injured during a confrontation with a suspected drunk driver they say led them on a chase. Police say they arrested the 50-year-old suspect after the pursuit early Saturday. Police said two officers were conducting a traffic stop when a man driving a pickup truck hit a patrol car from behind, injuring an officer in that cruiser before speeding away. The alleged drunk driver eventually lost control of the vehicle he was running in. Mid-America Network News.
Through January 24th, you could win one of more than 14,000 prizes in the O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card giveaway powered by Valvoline. Stop at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a game card, follow the instructions, see if you're one of 500 lucky gift card winners each day. No purchase necessary. See O'ReillySweep.com for official rules and details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet purchases $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback has outlined two long-term initiatives designed to bring more doctors to rural Kansas. Brownback outlined a proposal last week to set aside $5 million in state funds to provide seed money for new doctor training programs at Kansas hospitals. He and Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier said the goal is to attract more federal and private dollars. Brownback noted that Kansas has led a shortage of medical personnel in rural areas for decades and that 92 of the state's 105 counties are considered medically underserved. The city of Mulvane in South Central Kansas has issued a boil water advisory that got underway at 1 o'clock yesterday morning and will last 48 hours. The city says the advisory is being issued due to a water main break and is being done using an abundance of caution. The boil water advisory is for water used for drinking and food preparation in Mulvane. It's set to expire tomorrow. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday morning. I'm Rick Everett. A lack of health care services in rural Nebraska prompting a new push by lawmakers to expand telehealth services. Two bills introduced last week would encourage more doctors and hospitals to adopt the technology. Senator Mark Holterman of Seward says the bills would help serve smaller communities that have health clinics but no full-time doctors. A new website helping people determine which areas of need they can meet with their charity dollars in the Omaha metropolitan area. It's called The Landscape and can be found at thelandscapeomaha.org. The Omaha World Herald reports that the site provides a data-driven look at community life and needs. The website breaks down the topics and compares Omaha Council Bluffs data with national numbers. And a 51-year-old Nebraska man died a week after choking on a bite of meat at a New Year's Eve party. Omaha World Herald reports that Brian O'Neill died Saturday at the Nebraska Medical Center. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Monday conducted mostly routine business. Washington County Commissioners Monday heard a request from the county attorney for time to review the airport policy prior to official adoption. Commissioner Mueller moved to rescind a motion made last week to adopt the policy. Commissioner Otat seconded the motion, which passed unanimously. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting Monday conducted mostly routine business. Complete County Commissioners' minutes are posted on our website at KNDYRadio.com. Kansas Senator Elaine Bowers of Concordia will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. Bowers was recently named Minority Whip for the Kansas Senate. Bowers said the looming budget shortfall will be one of the first and most critical issues facing the body this session. Daryl Eugene Thomas, age 76, of Liberty, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Wherry Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will receive friends Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Daryl Thomas. Inez A. Pleggy, age 80, of Okito, passed away on Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Crossing Church in Marysville, Maryland, the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Inez Pleggy. Elvira Cruzy, age 98, of Bremen, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg, Burial in a Church Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Elvira Cruzy. Dirk A. Hargadine, age 55, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service is planned Tuesday at 1 at the grade school gymnasium in Blue Rapids. Interment will follow in the Czech Moravian Cemetery near Cleburne. Terry Christie, funeral home, in charge of arrangements for Dirk Hargadine. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, spaghetti, garlic bread, green beans, and pears. Tomorrow, chicken casserole, a muffin, beets, apricots, and cake. Check of a school and community calendar today. Marysville Junior High Boys Basketball at Chapman this afternoon. Freshman Girls Basketball Tournament at Sabetha. Freshman Boys Basketball Tournament at Nemahal Central. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations, but did you know about their rewards? Program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even free ribeye dinners. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for dinner between work and the Christmas program or a hearty breakfast before a big day of shopping. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, we have made it into a new work week and not a whole lot going on across the central parts of the Midwest. It looks like we're going to see partly to mostly sunny skies as we head throughout the rest of this Monday. And it looks like we'll see a little bit of cloud cover thanks to a low that's pushing through as we head into tonight. And it looks like decreasing clouds as we head into tomorrow. Definitely a change in temperatures. We're going to see right around the lower to mid 40s through Wednesday, then in the upper 20s by Thursday. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Monday, partly sunny skies, breezy, lower 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, temperatures right around 33. For Tuesday, decreasing clouds with a high near 44. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 29. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, temperatures at 42. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 20. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
18 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 9th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Final round of the NFL playoffs is set. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Green Bay Packers are getting hot at just the right time.
Rodgers in the shotgun takes the snap. Has some time initially. Buy more time. Wings the end zone.
Yes!
Touchdown! Over the middle, Randall Cobb, his third touchdown catch of the game.
On WTMJ, the Packers defeat the Giants 38-13 for a date with the Cowboys on Sunday. The Seahawks take on the Falcons Saturday. Over in the AFC, the Steelers got revenge for a regular season loss.
Ben's going to go to Le'Veon. And Le'Veon.
Straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown untouched. He hesitated. The Red Sea parted off left tackle, and he went straight ahead.
On WDVE, the Steelers top the Dolphins 30-12. Pittsburgh heads to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs on Sunday. The Texans, who won on Saturday, will face the Patriots in Foxborough next Saturday. In the NBA, make it two in a row for the Cavaliers.
Irving gets to the foul line. He waits for the rest of the Cavalry to arrive. Back to James for a three. Oh, my goodness, he's got another. LeBron James with back-to-back triples.
On WTAM, Cleveland 120, Phoenix 116, without recently acquired Kyle Korver. Golden State isn't doing half bad either.
Curry screens for Draymond. Draymond goes down the lane, pass inside Iguodala, up top Durant. It's a three, and it's money, cold, hard cash.
On 95.7 The Game, the Warriors top the Kings 117-106. And it took double OT for a winner in the Pistons-Blazers game.
Piston ball in the front court. Reggie Jackson looking to get it in. Finds KCP, turns, fires a three.
Oh! He hit it! On WMGC, that's the game winner. Detroit edges Portland 125-124. There was an upset in college hoops. California defeated 25th-ranked USC 74-73. All other ranked teams in action were victorious. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is having the registration day for spring classes Monday, January 9th from 10 to 7. Stop in anytime that day for enrollment. Construction Technology and Medical Office Assistant programs have openings for January starts. For information, contact Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville at 337-2326 or go online to highlandcc.edu.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Iowa agribusiness leader Bruce Rastetter is a Republican mega donor who wants the incoming Trump administration to block mergers in the works between large seed and chemical companies. The deals between Bayer, Monsanto, DuPont, and Dow, along with ChemChina and Syngenta, worth billions of dollars. But Rastetter said the deals will limit competition, raise costs for farmers, and stunt job growth. He said the mergers would accomplish the opposite of what the president-elect ran on, and that's greater opportunity in America. Rastetter said the motivation behind the deal is clear to him, says to increase prices and production costs for producers. He says the federal government's long and costly approval process for new biotech products and patent licenses is driving force behind the mergers. Rastetter will press the administration and Congress to focus on changing regulations to make it easier for small businesses to compete, thereby improving competition and choices in the marketplace. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. signed off on the ChemChina purchase of Syngenta last year, but that deal still faces more scrutiny in other countries. And the world's largest pork producer, Smithfield Foods, said they've moved 87% of their pregnant sows out of gestation crates to group housing. The company is on track to eliminate all gestation crates by the end of the year. If they can complete that transition, it would complete a 10-year plan that began back in 2007. And the move is seen as a win for the Humane Society of the U.S., which has led successful ballot initiatives in 9 states to outlaw the crates. But HSUS President Wayne Pacelli, happy with the reform, but notes that the cruel treatment remains. Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for EPA Chief Scott Pruitt reassured Midwest Farm State United States senators that he will follow the law on renewable fuels, waters of the U.S., and other issues that are key for agriculture. Pruitt assured the senators from biofuel-producing states that he would support not just the renewable fuels standard, key for the ethanol industry, but the rule of law that underpins so much of what EPA does that impacts agriculture. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley talking about the meeting with Pruitt, who is an attorney general for Oil Patch State, Oklahoma.
We got a very positive response of his not just support of the RFS, but more importantly, the rule of law. And the rule of law is what Congress passed, that EPA is supposed to follow that law and not to back it down the way they have in this administration.
Grassley, along with others, say that the EPA sold the RFS volumes targets short until just last year. Grassley and other senators have complained that the EPA just simply does not follow the law, not only with RFS, but with other issues such as waters of the U.S. Pruitt has said he will indeed follow the law.
There's one thing that's very key. I don't want somebody in EPA that's going to continue the illegal and ultra-virus standards that are set up by this administration not following the law. And we've got positive comment that the law is going to be followed. That's very, very important.
In fact, Pruitt, as the attorney general for the state of Oklahoma, joined other states in suing the Environmental Protection Agency over the waters of the U.S. rule. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
This is Tom at Kaufman Seeds in Haven, Kansas. Midland Genetic Soybeans rank among the best in Mid-America.
Midland Soybean Seed gives you the freedom to choose from many different varieties, like new for this year, try Midland 4963 soybeans, a consistent yielder under stress and good standability, or try Midland 4956 soybeans, a top-yielding full-season soybean. Both varieties are Roundup ready to extend soybeans.
Call me today to order your Midland Genetic Soybeans. Kaufman Seeds, Haven, Kansas, 1-800-634-2800. 36.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, no binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra beef cattle nuggets, cubes, or tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture, of course. Every now and then, a video comes along celebrating the American farmer, and I just have to pass it along. It is so well done, and I'll tell you about it right after this.
Rely on power service this winter when the temperature drops below 30 degrees. Add diesel fuel supplement plus cetane boost in the white bottle. Every time you fill up, it prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But what do you do when diesel is already gelled or iced up? Well, that's when you need power service diesel 911 in the red bottle to restore the flow of fuel and get your engine running again. Learn more at powerservice.com. Get power service at auto, farm, and ranch stores nationwide. Wink Products Company has been providing professional strength household cleaners and other problem solvers for nearly 70 years. So when they come up with a new solution, people listen. Wink Lime and Rust Remover dissolves rust and hard water stains, soap scum, and buildup on bathroom sinks, shower doors, tubs, toilets, and tile. It even cleans lime scale off your humidifiers, tea kettles, and cookware. Find a store near you or purchase online at wink.com. That's WHINK.com.
My hat, if I wore one, would be off to Land O'Lakes. Land O'Lakes produced a video that is a tribute to the American farmer. It is set to a poem written around 1900 by Amelia Barr and is narrated by actress Lisa Moncure.
The king may rule over land and sea. The lord may live right royally. The soldier ride in pomp and pride. The sailor roam over ocean wide. But this or that, whatever befall, the farmer, he must feed them all. The writer thinks, the poet sings, the craftsman fashion wondrous things. The doctor heals, the lawyer pleads. The miner follows the precious leads. But this or that, whatever befall, the farmer, he must feed them all. The merchant, he may buy and sell. The teacher, do his duty well. But men may toil through busy days, or men may stroll through pleasant ways. From king to beggar, whatever befall, the farmer, he must feed them all. The farmer's trade is one of worth. He's partner with the sky and earth. He's partner with the sun and rain, and no man loses for his gain. And men may rise or men may fall, but the farmer, he must feed them all. God bless the man who sows the wheat, who finds us milk and fruit and meat. May his purse be heavy, his heart be light. His cattle and corn and all go right. God bless the seeds his hands let fall. For the farmer, he must feed us all.
Be sure to check out the video. You can go to landolakes.com or go to YouTube and search The Farmer, Land O'Lakes, and it should come up. Very nicely done. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer for sale Wednesday, January the 11th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the young spring calving cows, followed by the bred heifers and the cow-calf pairs. Early consignments include 185 choice calf-fed vaccinated Angus 3-year-old second calf heifers. They'll be bred to Angus Keneally Consensus Bulls for March and April calves. We'll have 40 calf-fed vaccinated Red Angus first calf heifers, bred to low birth weight Red Angus Bulls for February-March calving, 85 calf-fed vaccinated Angus first calf heifers, bred to low birth weight Angus and Black Hereford Bulls for February-March calving. Also be selling 5 Hereford first calf heifers. They'll be bred to Hereford Bulls February-March calves. We'll have 105 big black cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old. They'll have mostly September-October calves by side, plus more bred cows and pairs of all ages and breeds by sale time. We'll also be selling 2 18-month-old calving ease Red Angus bulls along with a good young Angus bull to consigned cows. Or for more information on a special cow sale, to be held Wednesday, January the 11th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check the website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales, expecting 37 black and white faced steers today, weighing 700 to 800 pounds. 36 black and white faced steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8. 60 black Simmental Angus heifers, 725 to 8. 40 black steers and heifers, 750. 36 black and white faced steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 27 black and red steers and heifers, 450 to 650. 5 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 6 black and red families, 8 to 10 years old. 300-pound black calves at the side. 70 black steers and heifers weighing in at 6 to 8. 73 black and red steers and heifers, 650 to 8. 58 black steers and heifers, 6 to 8. 6 black bulls and heifers coming off cow, 300 pounds. 9 black Simmental Angus cross steers and heifers, 650 to 750. 45 black and white faced steers and heifers, 6 to 650. 43 red Angus steers and heifers weigh 6 to 7. 35 black steers and heifers, 600 pounds. 35 black and red steers, 6 to 7 and a quarter. 36 black steers and heifers, 575 to 7. 80 weighing in at 555 to 750. 35 black steers, 850 to 875. 34 black steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 25 black steers and heifers, 6 to 750. 23 black steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 40 black steers and heifers, 5 and a quarter to 7. 10 Charlie Angus steers and heifers, 6 to 8. 40 black, red and white faced steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 16 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 12 black steers, 650 to 7. 40 black and red steers and heifers, 6 to 8. 25 weighing in at 5 to 7. 20 weighing in at 4 to 5. 8 Jersey steers weigh 1,000 pounds. 20 black and red steers weigh 600. 20 black and red heifers, 550 to 650. 40 black steers, 750 to 875. 15 red steers, 4 to 5. 25 Jersey steers weigh 700. 14 Holstein Angus cross steers, 7 to 8. 10 black steers and heifers, 8 to 850. 18 red steers and heifers, 650 to 750. 13 black and red steers and heifers, 450 to 6. And 16 black steers and heifers, 450 to 550. Those early consignments listed online at Beatrice77.net. Reminding you of a special bred heifer and bred cow sale Thursday, January 12th, beginning at 11 a.m. 731 from KNDY, 18 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs, though, on a warning trend for a couple days at least, likely topping 40 this afternoon.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance.